What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If you're ready for an epic family vacation, there's no better place than sunny Orlando. Exciting thrills, never-ending food festivals, fresh new dining experiences, outdoor adventures in Florida's natural springs, and so much more. Orlando has it all, and Visit Orlando's vacation planners can help you plan the perfect trip. In Orlando, anything is possible, if you can imagine it, and that's what makes Orlando unbelievably real. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Ooh, everything and everybody's all right.
All right.
Man, I ought to just be Roscoe Wallace and just get through this nutty ass day.
Yeah. You know what? You're right, Steve. Let's take a break from the election. Okay. We've been talking about it all morning. Let's switch gears. Time now for the Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, I don't owe your dad's girlfriend a thing.
A damn thing.
They wanted to say something else.
Yeah, they did. Dear Stephen Shirley, I have been with my boyfriend for 7 years now, and he was raised by his father, and his father's girlfriend has been a mother figure to him for the past 15 years. His father is a sweetheart.
Sure. When you said mother figure, I ain't know what you said.
His father is a sweetheart.
I wasn't going to say nothing.
No.
I said, all right, cool. All right. It's my kind of letter now.
Say it again. Say it again, Shirley. Mother figure. Say it.
His father's girlfriend has been a mother figure to him for the past 15 years. His father is a sweetheart, and his girlfriend is nice, but I've always thought she is kind of weird. She had a birthday recently, and my boyfriend and I were invited over to have cake and sing happy birthday. I told my boyfriend we should take her a gift, so we got her a $20 Visa gift card and stuck it in her birthday card. We had a good time with them, and she said she'd open her gifts later. I told her we gave her a small gift card so she could go get her nails done. A week went by, and my boyfriend's father called, and he was upset with us. He was yelling about his girlfriend's manicure costing $70 and said we were low down for only giving her $20. They're both stupid if they thought a full manicure was only $20. And furthermore, who gets a service done without asking how much it will cost? But they didn't. So they told my boyfriend that he and I needed to come up with the rest of the money. I told him that I didn't owe his dad's girlfriend a thing. She was yelling in the background that we played a dirty trick on her. I yelled back and called her stupid. My boyfriend said he was going to keep the peace by giving me the $50, by giving them the $50. He took it to them, and when he got back home, I had nothing to say to him. I'm mad that he didn't side with me and defend me. This isn't even his mother, and his dad doesn't think enough of her to marry her. So why would he take her side? What's up with that? Interesting letter. You wrote us a letter about $20. Now think about that. Think about that, because Jeez. That's what this letter is about. I mean, they're mad.
You know what we're going through this morning?
What?
We're going through a lot this morning.
Take care of it, Tommy. Tommy, don't even worry about it. I got her. Come on, Shelly.
Yeah, I mean, they're mad that because you only gave her $20. Okay, but what happened to it's the thought that counts? Isn't that the gracious way to do things around here? Why couldn't she just say thank you and keep it moving? Is this the first time she's ever gotten her nails done? Because you're right, it costs way more than $20. And yes, your man wants to keep the peace. You were right about that again with his dad. And that should let you know, though, where you stand after 7 whole years. You should be feeling some kind of way because obviously you've been by his side all this time. And he sided with them. Maybe instead of being so mad at them for not liking your gift, you should be trying to figure out why you and your so-called man aren't married. You've been with him. They've been together, guys, for 7 years, and you all aren't married, not even an engagement, nothing. You mentioned that his father hadn't married his girlfriend after, a long time being together. She's been around for 15 years. Maybe like father, like son. So you see, this letter really shouldn't be about $20. It should be about what do you want from this relationship, because he has shown you, when it gets really real, what side he's on. Steve?
Well, this is her bad luck that she would write this letter in on a morning like we going through.
Right.
Because I want to open this letter with, I don't give a damn.
Yes.
I would like to also add, in the words of Carla's beloved mother, Patricia Bowden, I could give less than her. So now that we've opened the letter the way I want to, let me go on and read this letter. I've been with my boyfriend 7 years. Now he's raised by his father and his father's girlfriend. Been a mother figure to him for the past 15 years. His daddy a sweetheart. Had a birthday recently and y'all sang and had birthday, had a good time. And so you bought a $20 Visa gift card and slid it in her birthday card. And you told her, we gave you a small gift. You was not lying.
Right.
That was the truth. Giving you a small gift. It ain't but 3 bills smaller than a 20.
Break it up.
That's a 10, a 5, and a 1. Yes. You gave her about the fourth smallest bill there is. All right? So you are wrecked. It's small. If you'd have gave her a 10, I don't even know how I'd feel about this. When we come back after this break, I'm going to do this letter the right way.
Oh. I don't know what that means.
But in a very unchristian-like way.
All right.
I don't feel like being that good a Christian this morning because we still talking about this damn election. I wanted this to be over with.
Part 2 of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's get back to this strawberry letter. The subject, I don't owe your dad's girlfriend a thing. All right?
Yeah, this letter right here,
period,
man. At this time right here, it's about $20 and $70. Mm-hmm. So what this man that's been dating this woman for 7 years and was raised by his father and his father's girlfriend for 15 years, the girlfriend of 15 years to the father had a birthday party. So this woman who wrote the letter and her boyfriend, who was raised by the father and the 15-year girlfriend, they go to the birthday party. And then, you know, they went over and sang, had birthday, got a cake. And then she told her boyfriend, I'll take him a gift. So they got a $20 Visa card and put it in a birthday card. So they at the party, they had a good time and everything. And they told her the gift card was so she could go get her nails done.
Mm-hmm.
So a week went by, and then the boy's daddy ended up calling him, and he was mad. And he was hollering at him and stuff on the phone because his girlfriend's manicure cost $70. Mm-hmm. And they was low down for only giving her $20. Now, the girls say they both stupid if they thought a manicure was only $20. See, old ass people, all they heard was, you can go down there and get a manicure. So they took their old ass down there, talking about, we want a manicure, here go my gift card.
Uh-huh.
Well, $20 only get three fingers. $20 get three fingers and a baby toe.
Yeah.
See, that's all you get for $20, but you
owe.
Wow. Mm. Now they mad. So the daddy done called and they mad at him and they talking about they low down.
Mm-hmm.
So now, anyway, the girl mad because who gets a service done without asking how much? I'm pretty sure it's posted somewhere in there.
Yes.
Them people that run them nail shops, they already know Ignat finna come in there. It's posted somewhere. She just sat down, pulled out her gift card, talking about she ready for her manicure. Well, we got 20 on it.
Yeah.
So they told the boyfriend that, they told the father and the mother told the boyfriend that he and this woman that wrote this letter need to come up with the rest of the money, which was $70. I told him that I didn't owe his daddy's girlfriend a damn thing. See, so really what this letter was saying, I don't owe your funky mama, stepmama, which ain't even your stepmama.
All
she
of
your
that.
Damn stepmama, girlfriend, babysitter.
All of that.
Something like that, because she ain't got no title. So I don't owe her sugar, honey, iced tea. And don't ask me about this sugar, honey, iced tea no damn more. Because I don't give a sugar, honey, iced tea. And I mean that. And I mean, man, you can shut the front door in here talking to me about this here.
You trying to cuss on on the low low.
She in the background yelling, talking about they played a dirty trick on her. So then the girl yells back and call her stupid. So my boyfriend said he going to keep the beast peace by giving her $50. Now, come on now. You got to understand a man's role is to solve problems. Hmm. We have a problem. You got played. You stupid for going down there thinking a manicure only $20. So he took it to him. When he got back home, she didn't have nothing to say to him. And now she mad because he didn't side with her or defend her. What do you want him to do? He trying to fix the problem. This his daddy and the woman that raised him. You said that. So he just took the 50 over there. It is no side to take. He took the side of the ignorant so the ignorant could stop being ignorant. That's the side he took. Now, and this Ian ain't even his mother, and his dad don't think enough for her to marry her. You've been the boyfriend for 7 years.
The girl, yeah, thank you.
Right.
What the hell he think of you?
Right.
See, be careful about throwing that rock over the fence, because that rock can come back over the fence.
Mm-hmm.
See, so why should he take her side? Because he trying to keep the peace.
Yeah.
Now, listen to me. Let's be honest. You petty. For sitting up here arguing with two old ass people over a 20.
$20.
You petty. She more petty and stupid for expecting y'all to pay for the whole manicure. It was in the birthday card. It's $20. We did was, I got five on it.
That's all this was. Give. Yeah.
We just got something on it. Right. This your birthday. And how, you know. When do you get, at what age is you supposed to stop counting what people give you for your birthday? You old.
So ungrateful.
You just lucky your ass is still alive. Take that 20 and be happy. Be grateful somebody's still thinking about you.
Yes.
And now let me say this before we get out of here. Don't write us no more this week about nothing stupid. Because we don't have the time or patience for y'all.
We're traumatized.
We got this fool still in the damn White House. He finna go to the Supreme Court because he probably going to lose this election. We got all kinds of problems. Don't call here no more with this sugar honey iced tea.
More calls after this. Phone calls after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, Aspire.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.